You're listening to Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7. I'm Aaron, and this is Shuffle Time. I'm Aaron, and this is Shuffle Time. This is a show where I play music that is meant to evoke the feeling of listening to my library on Shuffle without getting, you know, random whatever that doesn't actually work in Shuffle. It's a little more curated, and this one is curated with purpose, today's episode. So a few years back, I did a show, or not a show, another show if you listen to that. Stop for that. I put together a list of what I deemed to be the best 100 tracks of 1994, one per artist. With a few years of distance, I can say with certainty that those were not the best 100 tracks of the year. I'd probably stand by like 70 of those, which is pretty good. It's not terrible, I guess. I've not put together a new list. Maybe someday I will. But I got other projects that I'm more interested in than just rehashing something I already did. Today, I put this list together in the first place because 94 is the year I was born, and it is shortly after my 32nd birthday, not, you know, short enough, I guess. And so today I present you with 11 tracks that maybe should have made the cut that I either didn't know about or didn't consider hard enough. This has been Carl Craig under the alias Paperclip People with his semi-classic Detroit techno track, Throw. At the time, I knew very little about Detroit techno. I knew it was a thing, but I hadn't really listened to most of the famous artists from him. And while I still wouldn't necessarily claim to be an expert, I can say now with certainty there's a lot of good stuff from that scene, certainly before and after 94. The only techno artist I had on there at all was Robert Hood, who was definitely, I think, worthy of the list. I believe I put the track Home from his album, was it Internal Empire or something like that. He also had an EP that year that is pretty good, Minimal Nation, something along those lines. It's like this album length, whatever. Anyway, this track is really cool. That bass line, you know, you could argue it gets a little repetitive, but it's just very good bass line that you can get a lot of mileage out of. And he does get some interesting flourishes going with the percussion. Eight track. Carl Craig was, I think, an innovator mostly, well, initially at least, as really innovating with ambient techno. But he was very eclectic and had a bunch of things. Anyway, now we have Boom Shakin's Breakdown. Display my style is wicked, so run up to your counters and go and get your tickets. I know you got dreams of roasting me hot, but I got flavor like that candy in your grocery shop. The dramatical, craftmatical, soul fanatic, an addict with the crazy flow that's automatic. Throwing lightning bolts from the sky like Zeus, an old schooler who drops mathematics like a ruler, a protractor. You don't have no actor. Hang with me, cause with this thing and see I'm no actor. The shit is real, home slice, so bring your own dice so we can roll. Win or lose, I'm taking all your gold. Punch you in your eye and come raid your town with a sound full of spunk if we break it down. Cause it's down. The flow will break you 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 down. True, what to do? Timbuk 1, Timbuk 2, I can't see a thing like Mr. Magoo. This everything. Stuffing or the nappy, checking the box, dreadlock, fox on there. Hiccup, man, what's up, tick-tock, oops, shiver me, timbing that boots. Oh my gosh, oh my, you shucks, yo, now I got the hiccups and I rips up many tracks. Jump in your holes, in fact, don't make for sound. I see little rabbit, twacks like thunder and lightning, what's the frightening, can't you tell, I'm loco. Ooh, they don't know me very well, so I lump some pickles them with black eyes and stitches. The mad king, can we run from rags if the riches, not my scruples. I lose them, damn it, I lose them, I'm too faced it, so call me Spuckles from Poofum. I got secrets, bro, I'm don't know, like Yoko, I'm oh no, I'm changing visions, blurry, so call me, I'm Quasimoto. Yo, I'll switch up, hiccups, switch up, hiccups, switch up, hiccups, switch up, with or without the hiccups, cause MCs quickly pick up. Then I freaks my food sticks out, out of the microphone, yo, creep it, and I freaks it, hiccups, freaks it, hiccups, when I fix it with my drunk attack, I make your pips, but now it's back to the lagoon, way up since creek, and don't sleep, when it's time to creep, we roll my deep, and if the shit gets kinda thick, here comes the 5-6 flip to break it down.
The flow will break you down.
Your mileage may vary on Chip Foo's Looney Tunes, Busta Rhymes, Das EFX thing going on there. I did listen to this band when I was first putting together the list, and I did consider them, and I was like, I don't know, I wasn't really sold on this guy's thing. It's a gimmick. It's a little goofy. But I have play on this track a lot more than some of the other hip-hop acts I put on the list, which are perfectly fine. Good, respectable stuff. OC, Organized Confusion. There's some good stuff that I just haven't really listened to, like, at all since I put together that list, whereas I have thrown these guys on a few times. I don't know for sure if I think this track of the list. This is, like, the single. Not that these are, like, a huge fan or anything, but this is the single. It's got the good hook. Sumdum Monkey and Blue Gold Pedal are both here. Also, I bring up the Looney Tunes thing because these guys literally had a song called What's Up Doc that had Shaquille O'Neal rapping the title phrase What's Up Doc when they couldn't clear Bugs Bunny samples. So these guys literally are going for a Looney Tunes thing. Very goofy, but it's grown on me. It's grown on me. It had the potential to grow off of me even harder, but I didn't. So.
The flow will break you down.
we got Take the A-Train in the 90s. Might not have guessed that this is from 94. This is James Carter, a jazz musician who I was aware of at the time. Definitely one of the few truly innovative jazz musicians of the 90s. Honestly, the only other ones that I think really feel like kind of like new and interesting voices from the era are like Don Byron. And we'll give the nod to Cassandra Wilson, who recently passed just the other day. She maybe wasn't as innovative, but I don't think she was trying to be, but she still had kind of unique, very rootsy, bluesy jazz takes on contemporary songs. But we're not talking about her right now. We're talking about James Carter, who is a guy who did a really impressive balance of kind of maintaining, you know, the quote-unquote old jazz, and I mean old in like the Wynton Marsalis traditionalist sense, but also keeping a touch of the avant-garde in there. He's a very eclectic jazz saxophone player, played several different kinds of saxophone in very unorthodox ways, which you'll definitely hear some of on this track. This album is called... Okay, listen to that. I mean, you're not getting that everywhere. And even just the way that the track opens, right? He's got him basically trying to sound like a train whistle. This is from an album called Jurassic Classics, which has him doing a bunch of old standards that by the 90s, I assume, probably seemed a little uncool. Like there's Epistrophe on there, there's Olio, whatever. And I mean, it's very impressive to me to take the A-Train and put it in the late 90s, or mid-90s, I guess. Like arguably the most classic Duke Ellington track, I do something new with it. I think that's crazier from there too. There were lots of other jazz musicians in the 90s putting in good work, but a lot of them had kind of emerged in decades previous. Ornette, Henry Threadgill, David Murray, stuff like that. James Carter, really cool, interesting musician. I didn't put this on the list initially because I didn't realize it was 94. There's a bunch of sources that have it as 95, but enough that put it in 94. And it was definitely recorded in 94. And I had listened to a different album that definitely was released in 94, JC on the Set, which is good, but it's not as interesting. That was his first album, and he would definitely get more interesting. But that whole run up until the most recent one that I've heard. I think he's got one in 2000, Chasing the Gypsy, that's pretty good. I can't remember if there's another one after that. I'm sure it is, but I like. But whatever. Later did an album of Pavement covers, which is kind of weird. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking over for now because we're getting to some weird and cool stuff soon.
Tell you, you're getting what you gave, so don't you complain. Now I am here, feeling down and abused, walking the streets in worn, weathered shoes. Angels and sinners hide the same way. It's a long ride from the other side of lonely.
Flying up there, and it gets better. The view charts are going crazy over here. The view meter, rather. It's like a train's crashing there. Sounds. And now, is Carter done? I think Carter's done. We're getting into the piano solo, which is not as impressive, but still pretty cool stuff. This is Craig Taborn on the piano, who I'm not familiar with at all beyond this album, but maybe I should be, because he holds his own here. Taylor territory there. Thank you. excuse for leaving this one off, of course. Tori Amos.
God, sometimes you just don't come through. God, sometimes you just don't come through. You need a woman to look after you. God, sometimes you just
love that part, how it's like the angelic choir behind there, and that cuts away like that. Beautiful stuff, and paired with that lyric too. Why do you always go when the wind blows? Beautiful, lonely, plaintive. This is Tori Amos. I don't know. I'd kind of written off Tori Amos for a long time. I don't know. I just kind of lumped her in as a piano voice, whatever. That just. There's a lot of those kind of artists that are respectable but don't really necessarily impress me. And to be fair, Tori Amos does have some songs like that for sure. But she's got a lot of interesting music too, especially on this album, Under the Pink, and on the Choir Girl Hotel. I mean, this one has Cornflake Girl, which at the time didn't do much for me. I don't know why, because that one's really good too, and definitely could be on the best tracks '94 kind of list. But you know, whatever. This one, I mean, that guitar thing going on, right? The little broken guitar on both sides of the both channels, which is a nice kind of effect going on there. Steve, Cat, Kate, I don't know. His name, but he worked with Tori Amos. I don't know, really cool sounding track. Very, you know, it's a track about questioning God, saying he's not feminine enough, which is kind of very 90s, but her lyrics are quite good. I think she's a good lyricist and a good singer, and paired with the whole song, it's very good. The whole groove of the song, the bass line is quite nice. Good track, definitely should have been on the list, but so it goes.
Sometimes you just don't go there.
Thank you. I did actually put Iris DeMent on my list before, but I picked a different song from this album, My Life, which is a great album. I picked Sweet is the Melody, which is like the lead single. It's the first track on the album. And certainly, you know, a wonderful song. That song certainly deserves a slot, but I could have picked a couple others from the album, I think, too. And I feel like I didn't really do my due diligence to really dig into the album as much as I should have, which is why I threw this on the playlist here, because that is... if you'll permit me a bit to talk about kind of the value of doing a list like this. So I put together, I don't know, I just thought it would be a fun thing to do, a fun excuse to sort of immerse yourself in a year, to just pick something and try and uncover everything that you can, which I definitely, you know, clearly I didn't do that, but I did a lot. I listened to a lot of good stuff, a lot of mid stuff, even some bad stuff. But that, I feel that the list should not be the end goal of this. It should be an excuse to just listen to a bunch of stuff. And I feel I didn't take enough of my time with it. I picked a couple other years since then to work on, and it's been a few years, and I haven't finished those years because I've been taking my time. I've been enjoying. I've been thinking, okay, well, I know this song, it needs to be in consideration. Why don't I listen to all the stuff around it? You know, listen to more stuff by that artist, listen to more stuff in that genre, stuff that I wanted to listen to anyway. It's just, you know, here's an excuse to listen to it all, right? And to give context to it, and to force myself to build a whole picture. And I feel I was a little focused on just, like, getting stuff on the list. I kind of wanted to do this by a particular birthday or whatever, because, you know, there's a story for that or whatever. And I didn't listen as deeply, perhaps, as I could have. So that's a nice track, representative of Iris DeMent as kind of a mature country singer, just a mature album in general. Kind of simple lyrics about still loving somebody after a relationship is done, but she has a very straightforward way of performing, I think, that and very... not unambitious, but very plain spoken, and it feels very lived. So, calling for you, that's a good one. And now we have something that I missed just because being born in 1994, I didn't know all the things that were big in 1994. One thing that was big was a movie called The Crow. This is the main song from that by none other than The Cure. But it's a good movie. It's about a guy who basically comes back to life in this like sort of like Tim Burton Batman-esque sort of world. It does not feel like a real world. It's not supposed to. It feels like a place that only exists for crime and vigilantes and whatever. He comes back from the dead, puts up Joker makeup, and vows to get revenge on all the people who killed him and his girlfriend. And it's kind of like a superhero thing, kind of a, not really a horror thing. It's got horror undertones, perhaps. And mostly is an excuse, well, maybe not mostly, but at least partially an excuse to have some cool music to sit. Cool 90s music. The thing is filmed very much like just like an early 90s alt rock music video. There's a bunch of cool music on the soundtrack. Well, I don't know. This is the only track I really need from the soundtrack. There's some other stuff. You got like Nine Inch Nails, Rage Against the Machine. Nine Inch Nails doing a Joy Division cover, which is kind of neat, but also I'm fine with just the original version of the song, Dead Souls. You know, the movie's all right. Soundtrack's all right. But it gave us this. It gave us the last great Cure song. I know some people really go for that most recent Cure album. I thought it was fine. It's whatever. But this one is great. It really is. True song title, of Slow Burn. It's kind of constantly simmering. Never really exploding or anything. It's just yourself in the atmosphere. In the movie, it plays when he's putting on the Joker makeup and truly becoming the Crow. And this is a big time for movies that had like these kinds of alt rock soundtracks and had like a bunch of songs associated with them. In 94, you also get White Zombie doing Feed the Gods for Airheads, and they just sort of doing Andy Cicero for the building tracks that did not make it on the list, that I still probably wouldn't put on the list, but like, pretty good. But this one, great. Really, The Cure were like a perfect fit for 90s atmosphere. The only reason I think we didn't get more of them in the 90s is just that they already had 15 years of putting out good music. They're probably a little tapped out. I don't know, I haven't really dug into The Cure 90s past this, and Wish is the album that has Friday I'm in Love in it, which is obviously one of their great classics too. But I'm glad we got this one. We got another Detroit techno classic here. I didn't want to double dip, but this one is way too good to pass up. This one's Juan Atkins, comparatively old school next to Carl Craig. First wave of Detroit techno. This is under his Infinity moniker, which I don't think he put a ton under, but there is one like greatest hits album kind of that you can find that has much stuff not including this actually. There's like an overall like career retrospective Juan Atkins album that you can get. That's the one you want to go for first, and then you can dig into some other stuff. But I think this is the only Infinity track on there. But what else do you need really? But this one's really, really good. Very dubby kind of sound, which is not something I would have necessarily expected from Juan Atkins. A lot of his early stuff kind of had some overlap with electro and like some synth-pop sound. This part's incredible. I meant to mention with the Cure part, just since we're talking about the year 94, because right, if you're immersing yourself in the music, might as well immerse yourself in a couple other things from the year too. So, actually, I still haven't seen a lot of movies from 94, I feel, anyway. Not nearly enough. Most of the good stuff I've seen is from the U.S. I haven't seen a lot of international stuff from that year, which is on me. I think the only ones I've seen are Chungking Express, and I watched one of the Trois movies. I've not watched Red, and I don't know what the color is. I'm not a huge fan of that one, but Chungking Express, obviously, we all love that one. Pulp Fiction came out that year, which is, I don't know, is that one still like a film bro classic, or people cooled on it a bit? I hope they've cooled on it a bit. I mean, it's great, obviously, but it's not, you know, best movie of all time. Ed Wood is probably the best movie I've seen from the year. Tim Burton's movie, Ed Wood, about the filmmaker Ed Wood. What else? Hudsucker Proxy, Coen Brothers one. I know I'm forgetting a couple of good ones that I've seen. John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness, his last good movie. I haven't seen enough of it. I haven't seen Satan Tango yet. That's one of the big ones I feel like I used to have. We're about to get into some that I maybe know a bit more about. A different meaning. So I did have some video game music on the list. I had Aquatic Ambience from Donkey Kong Country, and I had Fuse. 3, which is a great soundtrack and definitely one of the best games of that year too. But that is also you count that as techno music, actually. That is literally techno. I left this off, or anything from Final Fantasy VI, which is very silly. I had intended to put Terra on the list, which is like the first overworld theme, which is still one of the strongest video game melodies I've ever heard, but I don't like the way the drums as represented on the Super Nintendo sound there, so I kept it on the off the list. But the music's so important to Final Fantasy VI, a game where the centerpiece of the first act is a literal opera and features characters named after operas. Anyway, I should have also included probably Angel Island Zone from Sonic 3 and some from Earthbound.
Fosca, you have to face the truth. Please. You have to give me up.
Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Loving you is not a choice, and not much reason to rejoice. But it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will live and I would die.
Couldn't talk over that one. It's so short, so beautiful. That one's a Stephen Sondheim track from his musical Passion, one of his less appreciated musicals that I too didn't really have a good handle on at the time. I still don't know that I necessarily do. It's not overall as strong melodically as some of his others, and structurally it's a little less song oriented than many of his others. There's a lot of musical and non-musical interludes. I feel it's one that you probably lose some from just listening to the soundtrack recording and not actually seeing the show. And it's one about tricky subject matters, about an Italian soldier in the late 1800s who falls in love with a woman with a nervous disorder that causes her to have seizures. There's a whole fraught relationship, and he has someone back home, and that song he's telling her to move on because he just thinks it's never going to work out, but she says she can't control her love no matter how she wants to, and that one does have a very, very excellent melody, and there's other good stuff from that one, from that musical, but anyway, we're now on to Osvaldo Golijov, a Argentinian classical composer, and I'm definitely not knowledgeable. I definitely wasn't knowledgeable at 90s classical music then, and I still wouldn't count myself. We're seeing a trend here. I don't. The more you know, the more you realize that you don't know, right? So, I did have Tristan Murail's L'Esprit de Doom, which premiered in '94. On that list before, which is fantastic, spectralism. At the very least, I should have also included something from Georgi Kurtag's Stella, probably the second movement from that, maybe. But that was too intense to put on this show. This is already pretty intense. This is from Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind. Golijov, one of the most inventive, still living classical composers, an Argentinian composer who weaved Jewish and Spanish influences into more traditional kind of European classical music. Is the opera Eine Dame from 2003 is very much worth listening. And so is this. This one has a very, you hear a lot of the Jewish influence in there. I mean, the name of the piece. piece, right? The dreams and prayers of eyes of the blind. You hear the connotations there. And I believe there is an arrangement, like, specifically for, like, a klezmer style, which I haven't heard. I don't think this is it. But it definitely has some klezmer sounds to it with the clarinet and everything. This is performed by the Kronos Quartet. Very well-known performers, even outside of classical circles. You may know them from other stuff. They're on the Dark from the Night soundtrack. They work with Laurie Anderson. And even if you are just like a dabbler in classical music, I think a lot of the more prominent ones to modern music listeners who might have exposure to, like, modern classical music are going to hear something by the Kronos Quartet. This is, what is the second movement, I think? Yeah, second movement, which is very, very tense and anxious. Great clarinet work from David Krakauer. I'll shut up now and let you listen to it for a little bit. After that big climax, these strings and the way they just kind of keep going in that same chord feels very sad to me. I didn't realize that the clarinetist here, David Krakauer, is also a member of the band The Klezmatics, who do actually do klezmer music. And actually, I did put one of their tracks, Man in a Hat, on the list, which definitely would stay on the list. From their album Jews with Horns, very good stuff. So, one more track after this. Last track. Well, you see if you can guess who this is. Listened to Mellow Cold when I was first getting into music ages and ages ago. Loser, we all love Loser. I certainly love Loser. But that one doesn't count because that was released as a single in 1993. We're very particular about these things around here, so it does not count for the list. The rest of the album did come out in 94. And I didn't really bother re-listening to the rest of it too much. I listened to Beer Can a couple times, which is pretty good, and honestly, good enough to make the list, but I didn't put it on there. But I hadn't revisited the album as a whole since I was like a teenager, and I totally missed how incredible this closing track was with this like Arabic melody. The guitars, very lush guitars, almost sound like a sitar here, that just kind of quietly bleed out into the open. The album cover, it's got like this like hell monster skeleton thing in a red sky, which I never thought made much sense with the rest of the album. But on this song, I can see those red skies looking out towards them. Anyway, thanks for listening. Once again, I'm Aaron, this is Shuffle Time. You're listening to Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7. Good night.
Let's go.